Center and News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In his tour of the critical Blue Wall battleground states this election year, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports unions will play an important role on Election Day in Michigan.
All three Blue Wall states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, have deep ties to organized labor. But it's especially true here in the home of the big three automakers. Union voters have traditionally been a rock-solid base for the Democratic Party, but Kamala Harris failed to secure two key union endorsements that went for Joe Biden in 2020. Donald Trump has sought to capture union worker votes by slamming the vice president's support of electric vehicles and arguing he's the better candidate for rank-and-file workers. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Detroit.
In Nebraska, Senator Deb Fischer says Democrats are pouring millions into her opponent's campaign to try and portray him as an independent.
Just like we see with Tammy Baldwin and Sherrod Brown and Bob Casey, my opponent is now saying he is the most conservative person running in this race, which we know is a joke.
Pastor Jack Hibbs of California's Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, says Christians who fail to vote are doing more than just staying out of politics.
I think it's more than anything being political. I believe it is a spiritual issue. It's a responsibility that the Christian is not managing or stewarding well at all.
Hibbs spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy in Montana says the military seen a major decline under the Biden-Harris administration.
Our men and women, their number one priority must always be the ability to close with and kill the enemy. That's a fact. That's what they are meant to do, whether it's flying jets, driving submarines, or shooting a rifle.
But he says instead the focus in recent years has been on things like greenhouse gas emissions for fighter jets. This is SRN News. A new look at America's attitudes about LGBT issues.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 66% of adults support gay marriage. However, 57% say your driver's license and other government IDs should bear the gender you were born as, not the one you may be living as now. Americans are split on laws that would bar a parent from helping their child undergo a sex change operation. 47% support such laws, 49% do not. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from Rasmussen Reports and the Institute for Faith and Culture predicts people of faith will play a key role in the presidential election this year. The survey took a look at the likelihood of Christians showing up at the polls this election cycle, addressing concerns over potential voter apathy. It found 77% of evangelical Christians have already voted or definitely say they plan to vote. This is SRN News. The Mississippi Gulf Coast will have an oyster season for the first time since 2018.
The season will open at sunrise November 13th in 8 harvesting areas. But the season will only last 10 days, but will help get Mississippi oysters back on the market.
That is John Scott reporting. Meanwhile, as Jeremy House reports, all up and down Florida's Gulf Coast, some residents are deciding whether or not to stay after two recent hurricanes.
Such questions about Florida's appeal are raised regularly after the state experiences a busy hurricane season. One such season was in 2004 when 4 hurricanes crossed the Sunshine State. If moves into the state offer any answer, then hurricanes have served little as deterrents. Florida's population has grown by a third to 23 million residents in the 2 decades since Charlie, Francis, Jean, and Ivan ravaged the state.
That is Jeremy House reporting. More from SRNNews.com.